Okay, so do you believe in the American dream?
Not really. I don't really believe that the American dream is attainable for most people. And so as a result, I feel like it's a bit of a fantasy and it's a little bit of a false promise for many people in America.
Oh, do you think? Oh no, what's your definition of the American dream?
Well, there's two ways I can think about it. There's the traditional definition of the American dream, which is similar to Truslow Adams' definition, which is the belief that if you work hard, you can get ahead, you can rise up in the social hierarchy, you can acquire some money, you can have a better life for yourself and for your children than you had. That's the traditional definition, right? But my definition is that the American dream is about participating in a democracy with each other and being kind and thoughtful and open-hearted and connecting with other people who might be different than you or live in a different place from you or believe something different than you. But the idea that we have a lot that unites us, that's my definition of the American dream.
Do you think you have achieved the American dream?
Well, again, I have to go with these two different definitions, right? In the traditional sense, or the stereotypical sense of the American dream, I believe that I have, at least in a capitalist way, I have some money. I can live comfortably. I can pay my rent. I don't have to go into debt. I don't have to struggle to make my bills paid every month. So in that regard, I guess because I have a job that enables me to pay my bills and enables me to pay my rent, then I've achieved some level of the American dream as it's been traditionally defined. But because I don't really believe in the American dream, it's difficult for me to say if the American dream is something that I've achieved. I know what my personal hopes and dreams are, and so one of those things has been being a public educator in New York City. So that's a personal dream of mine. And I'm able to work with all different people and I get to explore some passions that I have as a result of being a teacher. So in that regard, I'm achieving my dream, but I don't know if that's the traditional definition of the American dream that I think is a little bit of a fake.
Do you think the American dream is difficult to achieve?
Very, very much. I think it's extremely difficult to achieve. I think people are deliberately being squeezed out of obtaining the American dream. It's being promised to people, it's being dangled in front of them as something that's achievable. But in fact, there are systems and structures in place, racist systems, sexist systems, anti-immigrant systems, that are deliberately undermining people's ability to achieve the American dream. And so, in that regard, it's almost as if the American dream is a total joke, although people continue to try and pursue it.
I got two more questions.
Great.
How many hours a day you work?
How many hours a day do I work? Well, I usually get up at about 4:30 or 5. I usually work in the morning for about an hour, so that's an hour. And I work at school from, let's say I get here at 7:30 and I work until 5:30. So what is that? 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 5 hours, 5 hours. So 10 hours, 11 hours a day. And then I work at home. I probably work 12 to 13 hours a day.
What was your first job you did?
My first paying job, I did some volunteer work and I did some community service type things, which were jobs, but they didn't pay me. My first paying job was when I was in college. I ran a holiday toy drive for kids for Christmas and for the holidays who needed toys. And so I coordinated the toy drive and got paid a little bit of money for a couple of months to try and distribute toys and presents at the holiday season for people.
How was your first job?
It was okay. It was a lot of pressure. It was a lot of responsibility because I only had a limited amount of time in which I had to do it. But I was on my own pretty much too. I coordinated people to help me fill the orders and put together the packages and get the toy donations. But it was a lot of responsibility. I learned a lot about independent working and self-starting and trying to figure out a lot of things on my own without too much guidance. But after I graduated college, I had some other jobs. I also worked for the summer as a summer camp counselor for many, many years, and I loved that job. And then when I graduated college, I took some other jobs, which I liked okay. But it wasn't until about 4 years or 5 years after I graduated college that I went back to school to become a teacher, which is my current job.
Oh, do you like your job as of now?
I do like my job. It's very challenging. I work a lot of hours, so you can see I work on the weekends, I work at night, I work in the morning. So when I'm teaching, it's not just teaching, I'm also doing a lot of other work for school. But I like that because I'm a very active person, I'm a very energetic person, and I like to work hard. So I don't regret that my job is difficult. You know, there are some things that make my job harder. Some days make my job harder than others. This year I've been teaching a lot of different things, and so that's made my job very difficult because I'm teaching a lot of new things, so I'm creating a lot of new stuff for school. But in general, I love my job. I love my students. I love the school that I work at. I love the opportunities I have to teach various things. So it's been really nice.
How long have you been teaching?
Next year will be my 10th year. I've been teaching for 9 years.
Well, thank you for your time.
I hope it was helpful.
And hope you enjoy it.
Thanks for the interview. I've really enjoyed it. How'd it go?
All good.
Can we play it back? What do you have to do next?